RFRA's supporters say the proposed law only ensures the government can't restrict a person's religious practices unless it has a compelling interest to do so, and the state's civil rights statute qualifies as a compelling interest. But the statewide civil rights law bars discrimination based on race, religion, color, sex, disability, national origin, or ancestry, not sexual orientation. House Minority Leader Scott Peleth says it should.
In this day and age, anyone who fires someone for the sole reason of their sexual orientation, well, I would think that most people would agree that that's wrong.
Governor Mike Pence, who supports RFRA, says debate on that bill has nothing to do with discriminating against the LGBT community.
I think that's a question, you know, for another time. That's not what this is about.
About a dozen local city and county ordinances around the state bar discrimination based on sexual orientation, but Peleth says he's worried RFRA will undo those protections. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.